From NPR News, it's Day to Day. The federal government today issued bad economic news and then followed that with more bad economic news. Here it is. Inflation at the wholesale level hit a 27-year high last month, and home construction plummeted to the lowest rate since 1991. John Dimsdale of Marketplace is here. John, let's start with producer prices jumping the fastest since 1981. I remember inflation back then. It was ugly.
Yeah, I think my mortgage in the early 80s was like 14%. Fortunately, things aren't quite as bad today, but this latest spike in the producer price index, 1.2% in July, comes on top of a slightly smaller jump in consumer prices, and that came out last week. And this has got to be a concern to the Federal Reserve Board, whose job it is to keep inflation in check. We're now looking at an annual rate of wholesale inflation of 9.8%, and that puts a lot of pressure on the Fed to raise interest rates to bring inflation under control. But, you know, the economy is already sputtering, and it doesn't need higher interest rates, because it makes borrowing more expensive and makes it harder for businesses to undertake new endeavors. And it makes harder for people to get a mortgage on a new home.
So, well, new homes, housing starts took another tumble last month. How bad are those numbers?
An 11% drop in housing starts in July. Global Insight economist Patrick Newport says this is the slowest year for the construction of new single family homes since the end of the Second World War.
This hasn't happened since 1945, and I think it's almost a sure thing that it's going to happen this year and probably next year. And they were low in 1945 because people were off fighting a war. They weren't building homes.
Newport says that there's so much housing inventory after all the foreclosures that builders see little demand for new homes. Plus, it also reflects problems in the banking industry, where it's harder to get a mortgage. You know, there are now higher down payments, more rigorous income minimums, higher interest rates.
Gloomy, 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 John. Surely something is something must be happening out there.
Well, it's pretty hard to see any silver linings, but we are enjoying lower gasoline prices. But actually, you know, the slower housing starts could ultimately be good news for inflation. The best way to tame inflation at this point is with a slower economy. Just like we've seen recently with oil prices, when there's less demand, producers have to lower their prices. It would be better for the economy to slow on its own and bring prices down rather than with a wrenching hike in interest rates from the Fed. With housing construction so slow, there's less demand for construction materials and appliances, and the makers of those products will no longer be able to raise their prices quite so high.
Thank you, John. John Dimsdale of Public Radio's Daily Business Show Marketplace.